Today I'd like to talk to you about Carl Anthony Malone, born July 24th, 1963 in Summerfield, Louisiana. Played his college ball at Louisiana Tech, and in 1985 he was drafted in the first round, 13th pick overall. He was selected by the Utah Jazz. He played for the Utah Jazz from 1985 to 2003, and then for the Los Angeles Lakers, 2003-2004. Listen to some of these highlights and awards. Two-time NBA Most Valuable Player, 14-time NBA All-Star, two-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, 11-time All-NBA First Team, two-time All-NBA Second Team, All-NBA Third Team, three-time NBA All-Defensive First Team, NBA All-Defensive Second Team, NBA All-Rookie Team. His number 32 was retired by the Utah Jazz. He's part of the NBA's 50th anniversary all-time team, second team All-American in the NABC, Southland Player of the Year, and his number 32 is retired by Louisiana Tech, and he made the Louisiana Tech Athletic Hall of Fame. His points career, 36,928 for a 25 points per game average. He is the second all-time NBA leading scorer. His rebounds, 14,968. He had 10.1 rebounds per game. And his assists, 5,238. He did play in the Olympics and has won gold. And he is also in the Basketball Hall of Fame. So many great things to see here. And he constantly lined up with John Stockton to become a duo that was, at many times, unstoppable. He co-holds the record for the most first-team All-NBA elections in history. He's tied with Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. And he is considered one of the best power forwards in NBA history. When I think of him, I love his nickname. His nickname was the Mailman, and they said that he would constantly deliver. He got that nickname because at a certain point, he was delivering the mail. In his early years, he was working in the postal system, and it's a kind of nice nickname. It's not like the Enforcer or the Mamba or a name that elicits fear, but it is a name that shows consistency, because we look at a mailman as somebody that we can count on, somebody that shows up every day, and that's what we see in this guy's playing. And it made me think of a context in the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, and he says this, verse 2 of chapter 3 of the second letter to the Corinthians, "You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." And so he's got this affection, talking about Paul, for the believers that are in Corinth, and he holds them close to his heart. And their transformed lives were Paul's most eloquent testimony, better than any secondhand letter. Their changed lives were like an open letter that could be seen and read by all men as a testimony to Paul's faithfulness and the truth of his message. And so I'd like you to think today about what kind of letter you are. You are a letter. When people read you, what are they reading? Are they reading mail that is encouraging to them? Are they reading something that is so bad that it could not even be written on a bathroom wall? It is so dirty. Or when people see you, you are a testimony. You are a reference letter from God that says, wow, what God can do with a life. And so today I want to ask you, what kind of letter are you today? God being the postman, and he's delivering truly what you are before people. People open up that envelope. I remember getting letters pre-email and all the digital stuff that is out there. There was a day when you'd go to the mailbox and you'd open it up and you'd look in and pull out a letter from somebody, and you saw that return address, and you were either excited, or it was maybe a bill, or it was something. And what you were getting said much. And so today, as the postman is delivering you, as the mailman is delivering you, what do people see? What is their response in the letter of your life? I'm hoping mine is a letter that encourages. And the only way that is possible is through the person of Jesus Christ, who's changed my life, who's made a difference. And I just want to invite you to have that happen in your life. Because until that happens, that letter is all about you, which really isn't the best that it could be. Think about that today.